Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning, and also in studio with us this morning from the Montgomery County Action Council, we have Trisha Purdon. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Good morning.
Let me turn on the right mic this time. So there you go.
There we go.
So
it's a mouthful
sometimes. So most of the time I'll just say MAC, but yeah. It can be a mouthful sometimes. Montgomery County Action Council, correct?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
Sometimes I want to say commission, committee, but it's council. So.
It is. We are a council.
So a lot of things going on. I know you said you've been checking your email this morning because there is a potential big announcement this morning.
Yes.
I don't know how much you can actually say about it, but it should be pretty far reaching, should it not?
It will be. So fingers crossed, everyone, but it looks like we'll be able to make... knock on wood, the announcement today. I feel like we've been able to make this announcement for a few days now, but that's what happens when you work with big businesses that are looking at coming to our town. They make their decision whenever they want. So we might all get the best Christmas present ever, hopefully.
Awesome.
So we're really excited and optimistic about what's going on right now in Montgomery County. We've had I joke with my office that I jinxed us because at our fourth quarter board meeting, I said, well, usually between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we slow down. No, I think we've probably increased our workload fourfold in this past month. But
you turned the table upside down and went up instead of down.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It went up dramatically. But I feel like all of our marketing efforts that we've been doing at MAC for the past several years, we've had a lot of initiatives that have gone on quietly, slowly but surely, trying to get our information about our available buildings, the Amazon building, the Southwire building, our amazing available industrial parks, sites that we have in our industrial parks. And we've made a concerted effort to really push those out to national site selectors. We've gone to trade shows, and we're finally starting to see some results.
That's good. That's very good. Yeah. So that'll be exciting when the announcement is able to go and become out. The other thing you want to talk about, jobs that were created this year in Montgomery County, basically your job rundown for the year.
Yeah. So the last count that we had, and that was at the end of November, and I think that number is going to change fairly significantly, potentially by the end of this month. But we were at 149 new jobs created this year in Montgomery County for prospects and projects that we worked on directly. So that doesn't mean that, you know, if Acme Foundry added 10 or 15 jobs, those aren't counted because we didn't work on a project with them. But projects like Cessna added several jobs. You know, we saw some jobs created out here in the Coffeyville Industrial Park with some different industries. You know, we saw some jobs created with the small business market. So I think we've helped, I think we have 17 small businesses currently in the pipeline trying to open in Montgomery County, and some of those have already come to fruition. So we've created a lot of jobs this year. Not we, but the businesses we support create a lot of jobs this year. So we're really excited. And we submitted 14 different proposals to companies who are interested in the state of Kansas. And then it's a competitive situation where we submit a site to Kansas Department of Commerce and they submit those to the businesses. So we submitted 14 of those this year. We've submitted several different prospects that have directly responded to our facilities. And then we've had, I think we've had four industrial site visits. And I would say most of those happened in the last half of the year, which is pretty crazy. But businesses who have made it to the final and they're coming and they're looking at these buildings, and that number might also be increasing by the end of this year. Let's just say I spent my entire Thanksgiving and it looks like I'll be spending my Christmas out at the industrial parks this year.
Of course you want to have time off, but it's great for Montgomery County though.
Yes.
To have these visits and potentially new jobs coming into the marketplace.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's always very, very exciting. And a few of the things you're talking about opening, one of the things that did open was the brewer.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, I'm all about that.
Yeah. And I think KGGF got the first scoop on that a little bit because mm-hmm. I was talking with Deb a couple years ago when we started talking with them, and they were really interested in opening somewhere here in Montgomery County. And we went through the full site selection process with them. And really evaluated what site was going to work best for them. And they really wanted a strong walkable location so that, because they are not a restaurant, they are only a brewery. Although they have caterers constantly in there. So they're going to have food trucks during the nicer weather months. And then they have catering companies come in and serve food. That also includes our local restaurants. So I think they've had Brothers Railroad in. And I think they've had the owner of Dairy Queen, who has their own little menu that he has a catering company, Littleton Catering. So some of those are coming in to do that. And it's amazing, amazing beer. And it's a local product, which is... People don't realize that actually counts as a manufacturer.
Yeah, that's good. And so, that's incredible. So
yeah, it's a value-added agriculture, which is one of our targeted industries that we identified that we want to bring to Montgomery County, because value-added agriculture really contributes significantly to the Kansas markets. So a brewery fits right in with that, surprisingly.
Absolutely. Where I used to live at in Enid, they were creating a brewery as well. So it's like... That drives traffic because people love. I mean, you can get, you know, your standard beer anywhere else, but there's something that's freshly brewed and something that you can't get anywhere else is what, to me, that's what makes those breweries so great.
Yep.
So.
And then one of the other new businesses that has made a big splash that we worked on, I feel like we've worked on for a year now, if not longer. I think they came to us at Christmas time last year, was Olson's Ace Hardware. So, you know, they bought out 8th Street Hardware here in Coffeyville, and they're undergoing a full renovation. I think you'll see some pretty amazing things happening in the spring when they finally get all that work done. So we're really excited to help them. And they were one of the partners with us that... You know, all those gap financing programs I talk about all the time, you know, assisting those businesses when they're looking at acquiring a local business. We don't want to lose that business. So this was a win-win for everybody. We're real excited.
And I drive by that every day on the way to work because I live on the far west side of town. So I drive by it every day and I've just seen it transform every day. But finally saw the lights like on the other day on the inside. And it was just like. There's a lot of lights in there. It was really bright. So,
well, they're transforming. They're going to become an energy efficient building. Mm-hmm. They want you, when you walk into that building, whether you're a business owner or a homeowner, to say, this is how you can really upgrade an older facility and make it new. New LED lights, becoming more energy efficient for your home or for your business. And they're going to put their money where their mouth is.
And the great part about the LED, they don't get hot.
Exactly.
So it's not like you're going to be sweltering in there.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened the last time that we talked, we had not had a vote yet, and it was about the census, about the constitutional amendment to the census, how that's going to change things. Well, that got passed, and that's going to be a big change for Montgomery County, but it's going to be a big change it's going to be a good change, is it not?
Yeah. I need to learn more about exactly how that will impact us, obviously, but what I do know is that based on what the Census Bureau has told us, one of the most exciting components that's conveniently happening at the same time that the census will happen is that where you reside on April 1st is where you will be counted. So that means we have our amazing influx of people that's going to happen this spring with CVR Energy's turnaround. 4 years ago, I think they had 4,000 to 5,000 people that came to town to service that industry. So they will be here in the spring on April 1st. So if you are a landlord or you are someone who owns a building or a home that people are going to be renting while they're here, they get to be counted. So make sure that you mention to them to fill out their census that they're located here, because that's going to help our population count. If you think about it, people might think, well, that seems unfair. But they're here, they're using our utilities, they're using our infrastructure, they're using our roads, they're using our hospitals. And all of those entities receive federal tax dollars to assist in their growth and development. And so those, we have to be able to provide services to the 3,000-5,000 people who are going to be coming to town. It might be only every 4 years, but still, every 4 years, that's going to be an influx of people to our community. We have to be able to serve them.
Absolutely. And so that funding will be great for the community. Like you said, they use all, you know, the utilities and all that stuff. And just because they're maybe only here temporarily, they're still being used and still need the money to operate that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. So we want to be able to show that we can build new hotels and we can sustain new housing, especially new housing, folks. Like, we need some new housing badly. So let's get these people counted so we can justify some of those, hopefully, grant funds to help build some new housing here.
Absolutely. Definitely need some new housing here in Montgomery County. So, but it's going to be a good thing that those jobs will be, those people will be able to be counted for the census. That way that Montgomery County and the state of Kansas will get that funding that they absolutely need. So that is a great thing. So, Tricia, again, Christmas coming up. Any humongous plans coming up for Christmas?
Well, for me, we get to host Christmas. Like I said, I'm going to be at the industrial park. So everyone gets to come to me this year, so that way I can be on call for our prospects that are looking at our communities right now. So that's exciting. But you know, we're wrapping up here at MAC for the end of the year, and we've accomplished more this year than I ever thought was possible. I said a year ago when we were in the middle of the Tyson project that we were the busiest ever, but I would say this year has equaled that. It's a great year. We've seen so many small businesses open in our county. We're seeing new housing starting to get in the works. People are planning for new housing now. We're seeing transportation improvements. You know, we saw 169 really make the top of the pile when their KDOT was doing their transportation plan. We're seeing the new overpass finally happen that people were saying that we needed for, I don't know, 30 years. We're finally seeing that overpass, so we lose that fatality issue. So we've made a lot of progress this year. We're really excited. You know, sounds like Caney's going to get a new grocery store.
Yeah.
They've been working really hard on that. And I think we've started working on that 8 years ago when I first moved to Montgomery County. So, you know, we're really seeing a lot of progress in 2019.
And I think a lot of people don't really understand, you know, if you're in a smaller community and you don't have a grocery store, you have to drive a long way just to go get some food, you know, your groceries. Since that's going to be in town, that's going to be a great, that money's going to stay in that community now instead of leaving the community. And plus, it's not as long of a drive now.
Right.
So they can stay in town and you don't have to worry about the ice cream melting on the way back. So
yes.
So well, anyway, Tricia, I thank you very much for coming in today. You know, as you can see, my Christmas is going on right now next door. I have my
wonderful
two little guys over here, so had nobody to watch them today. I'm gonna actually take them to the library. They're having a library day today, so at 9 o'clock, so they're gonna get to that, but as of right now they're next door watching A Night at the Museum.
Yeah, so nice. No, I think you guys let me bring my kids here once so they can see the radio experience, which is always super exciting. But
I remember he kept saying, "I'm ready to go."
Yeah, exactly.
I was so cute.
That just
reminded me of
three.
Those two. Reminded me of those two when they were that age. And as right now, I mean, they're really good. It's hard to tell that they're over there. Sometimes I have to go, "Are you guys over there?" Because they're so quiet.
Them come in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tricia, I thank you very much for coming in today. You guys have been really, really busy, and it sounds like you're gearing up for a big 2020 as well.
Yeah, so I just want to wish everyone who's listening a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. And I think Montgomery County is really going to see a prosperous new year in 2020. Excited.
I think it will, too. It's going to be, it's nowhere to go but up. So.
Exactly.
All right. So, Tricia Purdon from MAC. I'm not going to try to say the entire name again because I'll stumble it over again. But we appreciate you coming in today. So, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.